there are different ways that you can change your thinking when it comes to breaking out of this barrier of depression and this fence. And one of the ways that our pious predecessors have given us is to take a pen and paper and write on it, Drudipak. So write down Drudipak, and then write down all the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal that you can think of. Starting with the great treasure of Iman, you know, the fact that we are the ummatis of that beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which the prophets prayed to be in the ummat of. Then, you've wrote down the fact that Allah Ta'ala has blessed you with the Iman. Then, move on to your body. Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has given me eyes, ears. Write everything down. Good health. I don't have any heart problems. I don't have any diabetes problems. I don't have this. I don't have that. And if you have any of the ailments, you know, write them down and say, they could have been worse, but Alhamdulillah, mine's managed. Then move to your parents. Alhamdulillah, I have my parents. Then move to your children, relatives. Then your house, and think, Alhamdulillah, I've got a 2-bedroom, 3-bedroom, 4-bedroom house. I've got carpets everywhere. Alhamdulillah, I've got a kitchen. Alhamdulillah, I've got a car. I've got a garden. I've got all these ni'mats. Then think about your work and think, Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has blessed me with rizqi halal, you know, halal sustenance, and I earn decent money. A lot of people are struggling for jobs. And write that down, and Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, my children are good as well. And write all of these blessings down. Then move to the delicious foods that you get to eat. And just think about it. Over the last week, Alhamdulillah, I've had this and I've that. I've had so much meat. I've had this. I've had fried food. I've had all these fruits. I've had everything else. Write all that down. Then move to the surroundings and the fact that Allah Ta'ala has given you the ability to prostrate in His court. Alhamdulillah, I've read my namaz. Alhamdulillah, I read the Quran every day. Alhamdulillah, I do this. And write all of these blessings down. And the blessings are endless. You know, every day, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, new blessings descend upon us. Once you've wrote all these down, contemplate and think, do I deserve any of these? No, this is a karam. This is the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. By the wasila of His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I didn't deserve all of this. And then put into context the one thing that is worrying you. So you've got this huge list of everything, you know, the ability to eat, the ability to taste, the ability to digest and everything else here. And your children, your family, your surroundings, your nice house, your nice, and then put into context. Put into context your 1, 2, or 3 things that are upsetting you. Maybe your bank balance isn't as much, but when you look at this, this is worth billions. Your bank balance is nothing. When you look at perhaps that your son hasn't done that well, thank Allah Azza wa Jalla, there are people without children. Then perhaps if your job is a hard job, thank Allah Azza wa Jalla, because there are some people who struggle to work or who can't find work or who can't earn anything and struggle to put bread on the table. And once you start to look at these problems in context and how little they are, then thank Allah Azza wa Jalla. Malik, you've given me so much and you've tested me with this. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, I'm going to be patient on this test. And in that way, you will help yourself, your brain, your mind to deal with it and put into its little place this problem that was causing your depression. If you don't do this, you will never appreciate the ni'mats of Allah Azza wa Jalla. But once you start to do this, and you could sometimes, if you want to be really clever, and if you go through these bouts of depression, keep it on a piece of paper, fold it up, put it in your wallet, put it in your purse. And the next time you have this bout of depression, take it out and think, Subhanallah, look at all these things that Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed me with. Why should I be ungrateful and why should I be depressed? I should be ecstatic. If I had nothing and suddenly Allah Ta'ala blessed me with one of these things, I would have been so happy. Yet I've got 99.9% of them. If I haven't got one, it's a test from Allah Azza wa Jalla. And because this life is short, I'm going to be patient and make that one thing that's missing, not the bane of my life, but something which will help me in pleasing Allah Azza wa Jal, because by being patient, inshallah Azza wa Jal, I will be rewarded with the ultimate success of Jannah, the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is the way to deal with it. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless us all in putting our problems into context and appreciating the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal and being grateful for those. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Al-Ameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.